This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is the co-founder of Hemp Fusion and Probulin Probiotics. And Jason, I was just thinking how anyone that owned a company for just about 5 or 6 years would be considered a rather new company. But in the world of hemp, you guys are one of the older companies around. I just get the biggest kick out of that, and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks a lot, Frankie. Yeah, you know, the fact that we're, you know, when you consider how new the industry is as it relates to the expansion that happened rather abruptly, rather quickly. And I think it just, you know, it comes on the heels of the fact that while this plant, as you know, definitely not a new plant, it's been around for thousands of years. It's been used by multiple different cultural use around the world. But only recently has it become a business. And the reason why it's become a business is people are starting to focus on the fact that this plant is loaded full of brilliant constituents that actually support the body. And I think the real catalyst was when researchers identified that it's not an accident, that in fact there is a system in our body wired perfectly to respond to the different compounds that are found in hemp. And not from the cannabis side of things and the getting high from THC and so forth, but literally some of the medicinal balancing effects that researchers have been focusing in on. I just think it's incredible. It's important. Nothing more relevant can be, you know, in the world of dietary supplements than I believe what hemp is, simply because of what it represents scientifically, nutritionally, agriculturally. There's so many different wonderful attributes that this plant is going to present to our economy, to the health of human beings and animals. It's just really amazing. There just seems like too good to be true, to be honest.
Yeah, it does. It kind of feels like snake oil because It absolutely changes the soil. It's great for the environment. It's sustainable. And it's helping our animals, horses and cats and dogs. I mean, it really is an extraordinary product. And yet, Jason, there's still so much we do not know. We had a doctor on, and I didn't want to debate with him, but I was surprised when he said that there was an awful lot of research being done on cannabis, but not so much on hemp. And I don't know if that's true or not. I don't believe it is true.
Well,
I'm going to ask you. You're the expert.
Well, the first thing I'll say is that while CBD oil or hemp extract oil is definitely an oil, but it is definitely not a snake oil. And the reason why I say that is there is a mountain of research that has already been created. Now, while I understand a doctor's point of view of saying that cannabis, or specifically marijuana, you know, that's got a ton of research and so forth, and they claim that hemp doesn't have that much research, to be fair, in large part, the genus and species of the plant, Cannabis sativa L, is the same. It's just that there are some genetic differences, and that, in fact, the constituents created within the plant might have a higher, well, absolutely will, have a higher level of THC, or the Delta-9 THC, which is the known psychoactive. But what can't be refuted is the research on these other constituents, such as CBD, or CBG, or CBC, or some of the varins, like CBDV. You know, these constituents, or these cannabinoids, as they are called, there is tons of research. In fact, if I have to, you know, share this, it's kind of interesting. The U.S. federal government owns a patent on CBD and cannabinoids as a neuroprotectant. This is not a mistake. And to suggest that marijuana has the research and hemp doesn't would be saying that, you know, not all wheels are the same kind of round. That's just not true. They all roll. They're just different sizes. They're different shapes. They have different attributes to them. But the plants are essentially the same. And the constituents that are there are there. Like, I mean, it's not just cannabinoids like CBD. It's also terpenes, like beta-caryophyllins. It's flavonoids. It's like canaflavins, A, B, you know, A and B. And then you have so many other things, vitamin D, vitamin E. There's just such really wonderful constituents within this plant. And then to add even further the nutritional side of things, the seeds have protein. They have fats that are known as good fatty acids, known as essential fatty acids, omegas 3 and 6. And then they also have fiber, or what would
be called a
macronutrient, is carbohydrates.
Yeah.
You know? And then for an agricultural purpose, they have been using hemp to remediate land. You know, I believe that there were even some scientific experiments done in the area of Chernobyl with regards to hemp, verifying whether or not this plant would be able to remove toxins from the soil. Now, clearly, if you use hemp in that way, you can't necessarily use it for consumable, but the fact that this plant has an environmentally protecting capability just from growing it, it seems, you know, like I said, too good to be true, but the fibers have, you know, long ago were used to make rope, and it wasn't until we got into synthetics that ropes changed in their fiber content, because, in fact, hemp was what they used to make rope. It's irrefutable that hemp is a worthy agricultural plant, and based on its scientific evidence, definitely worthy that it is something that should be researched a great deal more, but has already been researched for its nutritional and medicinal properties.
Jason, you did not... Your goal was not to grow up and be co-founder of Hemp Fusion. You became an ND. You're one of the true pioneers in the nutritional health arena for humans. You were very young when you got into the natural products industry, right out of college, and you started building one of the leading vitamin companies. And as you evolved, when did you realize that this was going to be a new category? When did you realize the vast opportunity with hemp?
Well, you know, in truth, when I first started looking at this, it was really out of my own struggles with my health. In 2011, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. Now, I want to be very clear. What I'm about to share is nothing to do with my products curing me or anything of that nature. They didn't even exist. But it was out of personal struggles that I, you know, when communicating with my doctors and the therapies that were being presented to me to deal with my condition, which I'm proud to say that I've been in remission for over 7 years now, which is just a blessing in itself. But that being said, I know others struggle. And so my mission was, man, I want to do whatever I can to help people have instruments or tools that can help support their health. Maybe not necessarily for the specific reason that I was focused on, but in areas that make sense, such as digestive health. And then that's when I started Provulin, the probiotic company. But in truth, how I got into CBD or cannabis, or not cannabis, hemp. You know, people are calling cannabis now marijuana for some reason, but it's still the plant cannabis, so it's really interesting dialogue. But anyway, how I got into hemp was that, you know, when my doctors posed to me the idea of certain therapies to control my disease, I said, no, there's got to be a better answer. And when I started doing some research, I actually came across a terpene called beta-caryophyllin. That terpene, at least in the research that was being presented or that I could find, because when I was in naturopathic medical school, they didn't teach the endocannabinoid system. They didn't even teach how it worked or that it even existed. So the fact of the matter is that I had to learn on this. I learned about this on my own. But looking at beta-caryophyllin, commonly found in clove, black pepper, and other spices, also found in hemp and cannabis, had immunomodulatory, gastroprotective, anti-inflammatory benefits, according to the research. And so I said to myself, I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. But it was something interesting is that I was staunchly anti-cannabis. And once I identified that there was a such thing as the endocannabinoid system, and in fact there are tools that exist in plants and cannabis that could actually help, I had to realign my mind. I had to wrap my mind around it, which was a really hard thing to do. So then once I wrapped my head around it and said, wow, this is really an awesome opportunity, I had to then say, is it legal? And our path was not necessarily to get CBD in everybody's hands right away. It was to make sure that, one, we had a proper path from a legal perspective, and one that we could show that what we were going to put on the market was not only legal but safe for the consumers. And that has been an intense focus of ours since day one.
Absolutely.
And as a result,
yes.
We're probably the most compliant company on the market right now.
And that's why we love having Jason Mitchell on with us. And he's also, by the way, a board member for the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. And I'd love, when we come back from break, talk about legislation, where we are, what's happening on this incredible road that we're all on. And you are listening to all of this on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And we will be back in just a moment with the co-founder, Jason Mitchell, ND of Hemp Fusion. And Jason, the websites for both products would be?
It would be Probulin, probulin.com, and that's for the Probulin probiotics. And then Hemp Fusion, HEMPFUSION. No misspellings, just hempfusion.com.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is such a pleasure to have you with us today. ND Jason Mitchell, co-founder of Hemp Fusion, is with us today. And Jason, you are on a board member of the Roundtable, which is a very prestigious group that was formed a few years ago to oversee the industry in a way. And I know that you're very passionate about the legislation part of this story. And so where are we? Can you give us an update?
Absolutely. So the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, you know, believe it or not, was founded quite a number of years ago by predominantly farmers because they realized that this plant is just villainized for the wrong reasons. And then the U.S. Hemp Roundtable quickly grew into a large organization of not only farmers, but also branded manufacturers and raw material suppliers and just so many other organizations, all for the intent and focused purpose of making hemp-derived CBD cannabinoids and constituents legal for use in foods, beverages, snacks, dietary supplements, and from a farming perspective. And you know, so far the U.S. Hemp Roundtable has been successful at helping to lobby heavily within Congress to get hemp removed from the Controlled Substances Act. And that was a big deal because it was not a plant that should have ever been there to begin with, but, you know, we had to get over some stigma associated with it for so many decades, improperly in my mind. But I understand that people have opinions and so forth, and so changing the opinions and the minds of the legislators was very difficult, but we're there. But where we stand and find ourselves today is that while hemp has been removed from the Controlled Substances Act, and now it's no longer an illegal plant to grow or to cultivate, now it's just a matter of what can you do with it, and what is the legal path forward. So the Food and Drug Administration, they oversee, obviously, drugs, foods, beverages, and dietary supplements that fall under the food category. And so by that virtue, the big issues for the FDA are, one, is what people are using in their products safe for human consumption? And then secondarily, is the raw material being used in these products similar enough to the drug that's already been granted a new drug application in 2017, which is GW Pharma? Is it too similar to the drug that it might be considered a drug and shouldn't be considered for an additive to a food or beverage or a dietary supplement? And so that's where the FDA is hung up right now. And so there is a law that exists and has been for decades now at this point, is the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act. And that is the piece of legislation that basically defines what can be used in a dietary supplement, added to a food or beverage, or even a drug. And this is a complete piece of legislation that lays it all out. So right now we find ourselves with two pieces of legislation that are in Congress right now being considered. One was introduced back in late February of this year, and it was called H.R. 841. And this particular bill has 26 co-sponsors that I'm aware of to date, may have more at this point, but it has 16 Democrats and 10 Republicans, so co-sponsors. And so that's a very strong bipartisan support, and the primary aim on this is to legalize officially and lay out the facts of the rules, or I should say, to compel the FDA to release their guidance on the use of CBD in a dietary supplement. Now, more recently, just in the last couple of weeks, Senator Wyden's bill, known as Senate Bill or S.1698, Senate Bill 1698, has been introduced to Congress. And this bill takes up just a bit more of latitude to say not only dietary supplements, but also to include food and beverage. And what they're trying to do is have CBD and cannabinoids from hemp and hemp extracts added to the definition of dietary supplements and food and beverage. Now, this is incredibly promising. There is very strong bipartisan support for such legislation. And if this were to come to pass, it isn't going to be a free ticket for everybody just to sell CBD. What it's going to do is say, we're adding CBD and cannabinoids to the definition of dietary supplements, food or beverage, potentially. But by adding it to the definition, you're still subject to all the laws that govern it, which means you are, like as a company like Hempfusion, we are responsible for proving that what we're selling is actually safe and it's something that can be lawfully sold. And so there are mechanisms or instruments within the law that you would have to comply with. And that is, you have to do your own toxicology study, which we've already done. You would have to submit documentation to the FDA from a dietary supplement perspective, something that's known as what's called an NDIN, or a New Dietary Ingredient Notification. It's a very high bar to cross, a high threshold or a high bar to really get over, because it requires a lot of data and a lot of things that the vast majority, if not almost entirely all of the companies selling CBD, don't have. And we've already fully authored our NDIN. So, you know, here's the deal. We are ready for whatever comes our way, but what's really important is I want to encourage all companies, any company that truly wants to be here legitimately, not just for a quick buck, they should be wholeheartedly focused and interested in doing what is necessary to have the right instruments completely authored and properly done so that they can prove, one, most importantly for the consumer, that what they're selling is actually safe. And the prompt and the unfortunate thing is, out of the some 3,500 companies that are out there, most of them, actually almost all of them, have done almost zero safety studies. And so we've spent the last 3 years putting together all the safety studies. In fact, we were involved with Valacare in what is being considered the largest human observational liver and male reproductive toxicology studies ever done, showing that Hempfusion's products had zero toxicity. So it's something really important that if you're going to sell something, you should know for sure if it's safe. And that was a...
Absolutely. And that's not happening right now. And that's why it's really critical. I do a lot of vetting. I think it's really important for people to get valid information that really and truly has science behind it, and people that have ethical obligations to bring sustainable products to market as Hempfusion does. So I'm grateful that Hempfusion is taking on this role. We thank you so much, Jason Mitchell. Andy, what a pleasure. Great information. Hempfusion.com is their website. And Probulin, go ahead and spell that for people. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's Probulin, P-R-O-B-U-L-I-N. It's a combination of probiotic and inulin, so it's just a mashup word. It's a fun word to say, hey, this is a combination of probiotics and prebiotics with a great delivery system. You know, I'll leave you with one thing, Frankie. While we are a company that is absolutely compliant, I do want to make sure people understand and have hope. There are a handful of other companies that are doing their due diligence to do
absolutely.
The right things
yes.
as well.
Absolutely, yes.
It's not just us.
Absolutely.
We are the ones that is
absolutely.
Further along than most.
You are the leaders in the field. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jason. We're going to take a break. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. You know, I have to tell you that I had the good fortune of meeting our next guest years ago when I was curious about what is this thing called CBD and why is it different than medical marijuana. And I had the good fortune of listening to Martin A. Lee, who is the co-founder and director of Project CBD. And Martin, it is a pleasure. You've been on my wish list for a long time. Martin, you have just put together with, and I'm just, I think it's absolutely mind-blowing because no one would ever realize that this book is with Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest.
Yes, Reader's Digest actually approached Project CBD, I guess about a year and a half ago or so, maybe 2 years ago. They were very interested in bringing out a book focusing on CBD, which is a component of the cannabis plant, cannabidiol. And we were very interested in that opportunity because Project CBD, being based in Northern California, had really been part of the medical marijuana experience in California, and we spoke to that community of doctors, scientists, patients, and so forth. But with Reader's Digest, we had an opportunity to speak to a much broader audience, an audience that was less familiar with cannabis and its therapeutic potential, an audience less familiar with CBD. And really, that's exactly the type of situation we want to be in. We want to broaden the scope of the whole phenomenon with CBD, which now these days, of course, has exploded. It's something it's a global alternative health phenomenon. When we started over 10 years ago, really hardly anybody knew about CBD, even within the medical marijuana community in California. We were the group responsible for introducing it into California, and from there it spread. Now it's all around the world.
And, you know, for people that are wondering, what exactly can I experience with CBD? This is the book. It's everything you need to know about what it helps, where to buy it, how to take it. And for people that are very stressed, and these days there's a tremendous amount of stress in this country, you have everything in there about the stress. You have information and a brief history of cannabis and medicine. And we all remember that hemp was a major part of our early years as a country. And explain what happened, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit, if we could go back a little bit to the history, Martin, because it's a fascinating story.
It really is, because today cannabis is experiencing a resurgence. We're in the midst of a pro-cannabis cultural shift in the United States and around the world. And this is a shift away from prohibition. What happened, basically, during the time of segregated America, Jim Crow, back in the 1930s, during the Great Depression, essentially marijuana was made illegal, even though it was very much a part of the medical experience of many Americans. Cannabis was a widely used in medical tinctures and so forth. So as a result of prohibition, as a result of cannabis being made illegal, and therefore CBD, which is part of cannabis, also being made illegal, it swept up a lot in that activity. And fortunately, industrial hemp, the cousin of cannabis, you might say, was also made illegal, and we lost a very, very valuable plant for a long time, and now we're covering it. So people are learning again that hemp is a plant that has literally tens of thousands of different uses, many different industrial applications, including medical applications. But really, we get the most bang from the buck in terms of the therapeutic value is in the cannabis plant that has most of the resin, you know, the sticky stuff on the flower tops of the plant. That's where the CBD is. That's where the THC is, tetrahydrocannabinol, the high-causing component of cannabis. And really, literally, there's hundreds of other components in there, too, many of which have this value. At Project CBD, we emphasize not so much just CBD alone, but the fact that it's part of a whole plant matrix, that you have all these different components that combine together to create what scientists refer to as a holistic entourage effect or ensemble effect, so that the therapeutic
yes.
impact of the whole plant is greater than the sum of all its individual components, or greater than one component above all others. You know, CBD currently is the medical rock star today, but CBD really works best when it's part of the whole plant.
And when we talk about this, this is why you really need to have someone who understands the endocannabinoid system and your issues, and working with a practitioner that can help you navigate, because dosing has always been so mysterious, Martin. People don't know what to take and how to take it, and how to use the plant. Quite honestly, they really don't. A lot of people are still very confused.
Yes, and understandably, that's why we decided to work on this book with Reader's Digest, to speak to that confusion, to help people navigate this confusing landscape. There's many different products. There's CBD isolates, just CBD alone. There's CBD mixed with other things. What to do, what to take, and why are really pertinent questions. What's interesting is when you look back at the medical texts from the 1930s, when cannabis was made illegal. At that time, people were grappling with the same issues about potency, about how much to take, about how to use it properly. And really, what people understood back then is what we understand today. You start low dosing, and you go slow with it. You increase it incrementally, because, again, depending on what you're taking, you could get high from the experience if CBD is combined with the THC and the other parts of the plant. For some people, that's an uncomfortable experience. For other people, they welcome it. But there's a limit for everybody where you can get too high. Well, it doesn't necessarily hurt you in the sense of cause a fatal overdose, but it limits the value of the experience. So, the idea of you start low, you go slow, but don't be afraid to go all the way, because cannabis in general and CBD in particular are very safe substances. As to why to take it, there's many different reasons. Some people include CBD as part of their general health regimen, as they would take vitamin D or zinc or other things that are important to take these days, particularly since we're still in the pandemic. But for other people, they're taking CBD products because they're really dealing with a health crisis that is it's a life or death issue. When you think of these little children that suffer from severe epileptic disorders, hundreds of seizures a week, they begin to consume these CBD-rich oil extracts from the plants. And sometimes there's really miraculous results where this child stops seizing entirely or go down to like one seizure a month. And it seems that this is one area where CBD seems to be pretty good across the board for all types of epilepsy, not just for little children, although that's what it's approved today by the FDA as a pharmaceutical. CBD is a legal pharmaceutical if you're giving it to a child with a severe epileptic disorder.
I love the fact that this is such a powerful story, Martin, and that we really need to talk more about this. We need to make people aware that with the proper use that these kids are getting help. And we have Ruby Bees on all the time, and their daughter, Peter's daughter, has cerebral palsy and epilepsy and seizures. And for 4 years now, daily use of CBD, she is just a totally different child. Totally different child.
Yeah, it's amazing, and that's not an isolated case.
It's not.
Situations we hear of, and
absolutely,
it's very, very exciting. It's almost like a miraculous cure.
Very exciting.
And for others, use it a different way, and it just simply augments their health regimen. So CBD.
We have to take a quick break though. But when we come back, we will continue with Martin. It is such an important book. It has everything you need to know. It is called The Essential Guide to CBD, and Reader's Digest has partnered with Martin A. Lee, and we'll be back in just a moment with Project CBD. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And did you know, welcome back, did you know that CBD may actually help you eat less by reducing your appetite? Well, we need to hear about that. This is just one little factoid in this extraordinary book. It's called Reader's Digest, The Essential Guide to CBD. Everything you need to know about what it helps, where to buy it, and how to take it. And Martin A. Lee is the co-founder and director of Project CBD. He's authored many, many books, including Smoke Signals, A Social History of Marijuana, Medical, Recreational, and Scientific, which received the American Botanical Council's James A. Duke Award. And that's quite an honor. Congratulations for that. And so let's talk about this. Weight loss and CBD?
Yes. You know,
is
CBD,
it true?
Yeah, it is true, and a lot depends on dosage. Moderate doses of CBD would have, I think it's a little bit overstating to say an anti-appetite effect, but it does help to sort of quench a tendency to overeat. And it also helps us modulate our blood sugar, our glucose metabolism in a healthy way. This is a big issue for a lot of people, given the kind of high sugar, fatty food diets typical in the Western diet. CBD confers these effects because it interacts with what you referred to earlier in the show, the endocannabinoid system. Endocannabinoid system regulates a lot of different physiological processes. Pretty much all human biology is regulated by the endocannabinoid system. This was a tremendous discovery in scientists going back to the 1990s. The fact this even exists. And one of the things it does is modulate or regulate our appetite. And that's why CBD has these diverse effects in terms of helping so many different conditions, including metabolic disorders and obesity.
You know, Martin, there's so much information in this book. There are a lot of women that suffer from endometriosis. You say CBD may also manage that. We were just talking earlier with Jason Mitchell, and it's almost as though when you start talking about these things that people think it's like snake oil. Does it really do all these things? Can it really be this amazing plant?
It's an understandable reaction, people thinking snake oil, because they hear so many different things being said about CBD, so many different claims being made. But there actually is a scientific basis underlying this idea. That CBD has these diverse effects. And this, you know, doesn't come from my opinion. This comes from U.S. government scientists, who were from the National Institute of Health. They published a lengthy report in which they said that modulating the endocannabinoid system can have therapeutic impact on nearly all human diseases. That's straight from the National Institute of Health. Well, CBD modulates the endocannabinoid system. So does the cannabis plant as a whole. So we have a basis for understanding how this could be the case. But it's one thing to make a lot of claims about CBD. It's another thing to figure out how to use it to best effect. And that's why we collaborated with Reader's Digest to get the book out to help people navigate those issues.
So there's so many ways that you can take CBD. There's transdermal, there's a suppository, there's topical, you can inhale it, oral, the full spectrum, the broad spectrum, isolate. You know, how do you find out which is the right form and how do you know what when to take it and how to take it?
Well, in general, we say CBD works best with the other components of the plant, so we recommend that if people can access what's called the full spectrum oils, essentially the essential oil from the cannabis plant, that's a better way to go in general than using an isolate CBD, just the CBD molecule alone. And that's the pharmaceutical version that's been approved by the FDA. But beyond that, there's a lot of different ways to administer it, as you said, and each have their own pros and cons. If you need a quick effect, immediate relief, let's say experiencing acute pain or nausea, best way to, honestly, is to inhale it if you can. If you're looking for sort of a deeper, long-lasting effect, edible, a gummy, a tincture, or something to swallow would probably be advisable. But all these products, one has to be careful with. One has to assess them carefully. One has to be a good, smart shopper. As if you're going into a supermarket, you look at the labels, you read what's in, what the ingredients are, and if you're encountering a whole bunch of weird scientific names, you know what they are. See, that's a red flag that we want to avoid those things. These products can be made safe and simply, and they are available, good products. But sometimes it's hard to know, choosing which one, which way to go. So that's, again,
yes,
we provide suggestions in the book.
The book is filled with lots of information, literally chock full, and it talks about addiction. It talks about being overweight. There are interviews with doctors and scientists in the industry, as well as Martin's expertise putting it all together. And it's really a terrific resource. It even talks about how the CBG oil is made. Martin, you haven't left much out, and I don't know how you got it all in, but you did, and congratulations. Give us the website, please, for the CBD Project, Project CBD, and all the other information on the book.
That's projectcbd.org. It's one word. We update what's going on in this area, and you can find out how to get the book there. But otherwise, it should be available in the usual sources, online and in stores.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Martin. What a pleasure. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
That's the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? Still worthwhile. If you just smile.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.